What about if, what would you say if someone told you some news that surprised you? What explanations?
Oh, you'd probably use the term, really?
Mm-hmm. What about if you were disgusted with yourself? You'd done something stupid. What exclamations would you have?
My favorite is imbecile.
Okay. Do you ever say shucks or anything like that?
Yeah, no, I never did. The term's popular here.
How would people use that?
You'd hear it used a lot in country or hillbilly talk, all shucks, you know, mm-hmm. this type of.
And if someone intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he, what, hated that place? He
despised it.
Okay. Do you ever say he plumbed hated it or purely hated it? Or?
No.
And someone says something kind of shocking, and you sort of resented them saying it. You might say, why, the very...
I do.
Okay. And if a friend of yours says good morning, what would you ask him then, you know, about his health? What would you say?
You'd say, how are you today?
Okay. What about when you're introduced to a stranger? What would you say?
Well, you'd use one of two terms. You'd either say, it's nice to meet you, or, how are you?
Mm-hmm. And if there were some people leaving your house after a visit, you'd say, well, I hope y'all come back.
Soon.
Or I hope I see you
again.
Okay. And how would you greet someone around December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Okay. What about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
Any other greeting besides Merry Christmas?
Well, a term real popular, I hope you have a nice Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear people say Christmas gift?
Yeah. I never used it. I've heard it used a few times.
How would?
The reason I guess I've heard it, my brother-in-law's side of the family use that term a lot, Christmas gift, like when mm-hmm. they see you. if it happens to be on the morning that it is Christmas or the evening you're exchanging gifts, then mm-hmm. when they see you, they'll say Christmas gift.
Do they expect something then?
No, it's just a, joking term, I guess, like, mm-hmm. you know.
Are they from around here?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
And say you bought something, you'd say the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and...
wrapped.
Huh?
Wrapped.
Okay, when I got home, I...
unwrapped.
And if you had to sell something for $2 that you'd pay $3 for, you'd be selling it...
at a loss.
And say you like something but don't have enough money for it. You say, well, I like it, but it...
costs too much.
And on the first of the month, your bill is...
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your...
membership fee.
Or...
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you can go to the bank and try to...
borrow.
And you say in the 30s, money was...
tight.
Or another word for that.
Scarce.
And some places, if you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little extra or something, and they'll call it...
bonus.
Do you ever hear lagniappe or
pilon? No. No.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And say if you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and...
lay down.
Okay. You say he was really sick. He couldn't even sit up all morning. He just...
laid.
Okay. And if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, you say you...
stomp.
Okay. And if you see a friend of yours walking home alone and you have your car, you'd say, can I what you home?
Oh, can I take you home?
Okay. And you'd say she walked up to the altar and what down?
Kneeled.
And to get something to come towards you, you'd take hold of it and...
pull.
And the other way would be...
push.
And if you had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, you'd say, I picked it up and...
carried.
Anything else you say besides carried?
Your word you hear used a lot is tote. Toted.
What does that mean exactly?
It's the same thing as carried. You tote something, you just carry it with you. Tote it, in other words, it's not part of you.